Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
And here in the month of April, of course, we've arrived at our discovery unit for this month, and we're talking about a program called Expedition Unknown, and it's season four. So we probably talked about seasons one, two, and three in the past. Those were in the past, and I'm not quite sure if we did or not, but we certainly are talking about this program now. Expedition Unknown, going to places that we've never been to before, exploring secrets and things like that.
Yeah, to see if people can figure out why these relics are left behind, who built them, how did they build them. I know the first sentence talks about Stonehenge. That's a weird place, you know? So a lot of these things we'll never find out, really. There are no records that they left behind. So you kind of guess at it. So we're going to be going along, and we've got Josh Gates. He's going to be leading us through these journeys. And take a look at some of the secrets. It's going to be fun. This is a two-day unit, guys, as it usually is when we talk about discovery shows. This isn't a show I've seen in the past, but we encourage you to tune in. This looks like it's very interesting.
It certainly does. So let's get to it. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson now one time.
Have you ever wanted to go on a real-life treasure hunt or uncover the truth behind Stonehenge? Perhaps you're more interested in discovering the tomb of an ancient Mayan king. Wherever your wanderlust leads, Discovery Channel has the show for you. On Expedition Unknown Season 4, Josh Gates investigates the world's most iconic mysteries. From treasure hunts in the U.S., to archaeological digs deep in the Guatemalan jungle, Josh's journeys lead him closer to the answers of these fascinating puzzles. On one episode, Josh is attempting to crack the code of The Secret, a book of puzzles published by Byron Price in 1982. Price placed 12 sturdy boxes containing ceramic keys in 12 hidden locations across the U.S., and Canada. He then commissioned an artist to create 12 paintings concealing clues to the box's whereabouts. Using The Secret, treasure hunters need to decipher the clues in the paintings and their accompanying verses to narrow down the locations and dig in the right spots. The treasure hunters are hoping to find the keys so they can claim a treasure. Once a key is found, the treasure hunters can use it to claim a valuable gemstone from Price's estate. Only two of the gems have been claimed since 1982, meaning there are 10 keys still hidden. In Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Josh joins treasure hunter James Renner in Lake Park, where James believes a key is buried. The verse in The Secret has led him this far, but he's yet to find the correct digging spot. Josh offers a fresh pair of eyes in James's search, but will he be able to provide enough insight to pinpoint the exact location?
Okay, let's get to it, everybody. Let's discuss the contents of today's lesson. The title of our lesson today is Treasure, Secrets, and Ancient Kings on Expedition Unknown, Season 4. Yes, the program's called Expedition Unknown, and it's the fourth season, or the fourth year, of this TV series on Discovery Channel. And, of course, it's all about finding things or exploring places to unlock secrets of the world. Now, we're starting here with the first paragraph. It says, have you ever wanted to go on a real-life treasure hunt or uncover the truth behind Stonehenge? So sometimes we talk about treasure hunts, Like maybe for Easter or something like that, or Halloween, they might organize a treasure hunt where somebody hides a treasure someplace and they give you a map and you're supposed to find it.
Uh-huh.
That's all part of some kind of activity where they actually, create a treasure just for the activity. But we're talking about a real life treasure hunt, going out there in the world and looking for real treasure that someone buried underground somewhere, or it's a mystery of science or a mystery of anthropology or whatever. So, yeah, have you ever wanted to do this, to kind of go explore something and uncover the truth, what you would do if you went to Stonehenge? So uncover just means to take the cover off of something so that you can find out what it's all about, to find the truth.
Yeah, or just reveal. It also means just to reveal something that someone didn't know about before. I wanted to go back to our vocabulary word there in the title, expedition, which is a journey usually taken by a group of people. And typically they have a purpose for going somewhere. Maybe they're just going out to explore, or maybe they're researching something, or maybe there's a war going on. So the people that are involved in that are people who like a little bit of risk and maybe some danger too. I wanted to say too on treasure hunt, when I was growing up, that was a fun thing to do at high school parties. You know, usually you had to prepare in advance, but we would hide things and have clues and then send out teams. That was a lot of fun to do treasure hunts. I don't know if that's popular here in Taiwan, but it sure is in America. Let's move on. We went through that first sentence there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you ever wanted to go. Yes. I would really love to know the truth behind Stonehenge. I finally got to see it. I think it was 2 years ago. I'd never been there myself, just seen pictures. Those stones are huge, but they don't let you near them anymore. They're trying to protect them now.
Makes sense.
Kind of sad, though. But it's very interesting, and we really are still trying to discover who put them there. What was the reason? Was it for religious purposes, worship? We don't know. So perhaps you're more interested, though, in discovering the tomb of an ancient Mayan king. The Mayans were a people who lived long ago. They're no longer around. But if you go over to Central America and Mexico, you can see some of the ruins there. And if you're interested in that, that would be a fun expedition to head out on, too.
Sure. So, yes, you're having to go to Mexico there and Guatemala.
Guatemala, yeah.
To check out some Mayan ruins. I think they've got some in Belize as well.
Wow.
And whether or whenever or wherever your wanderlust leads, Discovery Channel has the show for you. So, yes, wherever you want to go, no matter where you want to go, Discovery Channel has the show that you might be interested in. We're talking about your wanderlust, your desire to travel, basically. That's the German word there. I think, based on my studies of German, I think you'd probably say Wanderlust. Mm-hmm. You probably would say it that way. Please, forgive me if I've said that wrong, but we would say that wanderlust in English here. Basically, yes, your desire to travel the world and stuff like that. So, yeah, where it's going to lead you, it might go to some places that you'll see on this program, Expedition Unknown, and it's season 4 again, and we've got the host here, Josh Gates, and he investigates the world's most iconic mysteries. In the sentence, we've got the word iconic, which is from the noun an icon, but indeed that means iconic has to do with icons, which is basically something that represents something. You'll have icons on your computer screen to represent programs that you want to click on. There'll be different little symbols there on your screen if you want to, say, go look at YouTube videos, or if you want to go on Google search or something like that, or Facebook. They'll all have different icons. But here, iconic does refer to things in the world that everybody knows about, and they are well-known. known, like Stonehenge, everybody pretty much knows about that. The pyramids in Egypt, the pyramids of the Mayans, etc., the Great Wall of China. Those are iconic things in the world. But we're talking about mysteries here. I think we all pretty much know why the Wall of China was built, but we don't really know why Stonehenge was built. It's a big mystery. Why the heck would somebody bother putting up those big stones in southern England there? What the heck were they thinking? Why did they take that effort? Or those big faces on Easter Island, you know?
Yeah.
What the heck are those there for, too? Those are some of the most iconic mysteries in the world.
Cool. I wanted to mention someone who's iconic in current day pop culture, and that's Madonna. She's iconic. She represents the 80s and 90s pop music. So we still have icons around us that are alive that represent a particular era or genre or something like that. So we've got these treasure hunts in the U.S., and if you're bored with treasure hunts there, you might want to go on an expedition to Guatemala and go into the jungle there. We're describing this expedition to Guatemala as an archaeological dig. Archaeological. It's got a lot of syllables. Sorry about that. Archaeology is the study of historic or prehistoric people and their culture. You're analyzing things they left behind. And so frequently, these archaeologists, those are the scientists who study archaeology, they're digging below the ground, and they go in these what they call big digs. So a dig can also be a noun. And they discover really fun things sometimes. If you go to museums, of course, you're going to see a lot of relics that have been dug up by archaeologists. So if you want to go on that particular expedition, that sounds fun. You're going to go into the jungle, which could be dangerous. Josh's journeys, and he goes on several, lead him closer to the answers of these fascinating puzzles. I think this show would be really interesting, though. I would like to maybe go along with them from the comfort of my sofa in front of the TV so I don't have to go into the jungle and be bitten by bugs and have to face snakes and things like that.
That would be rather scary indeed. So, yes, you can watch this program from the comfort of your living room, going to various places in the world. So we'll continue talking about this in just a couple of seconds. But right now we're going to take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi everyone, my name's Jenny. 今天我们要看的是第六单元。好，这个单元里呢，我们要介绍一个好节目。节目内容是跟 expedition 有关。什么叫 expedition？ 这代表探险、冒险。基本上这个节目呢，大概就像标题说的，跟探险有关。这一边有一个句型跟 wherever 有关 ，wherever your wanderlust leads。我们知道 wherever 基本上就相当于 no matter where， 好，不管到哪里，这个是一个连接词，所以说它连接出来的这一个子句，哎，这是副词性的子句，所以不管你心里想去哪里冒险，哎 ，Discover 频道这个节目呢就可以带给你无限的惊奇。好，我们来看看 iconic， 基本上 icon 这个字，我们晓得电脑上每一个图示，这个代表某一个软体或者是应用程式的这个 icon， 我们应该常用。那用它的形容词 iconic 就表示具有代表性的。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, so we sort of introduced this topic to you in the first part of our lesson, so let's get to it. Let's talk about some specific episodes in Expedition Unknown. So the first one, on one episode, Josh is attempting to crack the code of The Secret, a book of puzzles published by Byron Price. in 1982. That's an interesting spelling there for the surname Price. It's usually P-R-I-C-E, but this is P-R-E-I-S-S. I'm using German pronunciation
here. I think he's German, yeah.
Yeah, Price sounds like it could be a German name, although Byron sounds like an English name. It could be Priest, I don't know, but I'm going to go with Price here. But yes, I guess there's some kind of... code called The Secret. It's actually a book of puzzles, which was published way back in 1982 by this fella of the name Byron Price. And Price placed 12 sturdy boxes containing ceramic keys in 12 hidden locations across the U.S. and Canada. And I guess then he wrote this book that had the puzzles and gave you some clues as to where all these treasures were buried. But these boxes are not flimsy like a cardboard box. They're actually sturdy. And if something is sturdy, that means it's firm, it's hard, it's not easily broken. You might want to, change the windows on your house, for example, but you're going to need a sturdy ladder, okay? If you step up on a ladder that is not so sturdy, it might fall down and you might break your leg, and we certainly wouldn't want that to happen to you. So these boxes are sturdy. They can probably stay underground for hundreds of years, and inside those boxes are ceramic keys, or they contain those keys that are ceramic, which basically involves clay that is heated at a high temperature like they do out in Inga.
Right. This guy must love puzzles himself. What a fun project. I'm so surprised that more people haven't discovered all of these 12 keys. We'll talk about that first, though. Let's look at how the process took place. So he had the keys made, he placed them in sturdy boxes, and then he hid them in 12 different locations across the U.S. and Canada. So there aren't any located in Africa, Europe, or Asia. They're all right there in North America. He then commissioned an artist to create 12 paintings concealing clues to the box's whereabouts. He's so fun. If you commission something, guys, this is used as a verb. It means you order something, especially used particularly for works of art. You commission a painting. When I was in music school, we had wealthy people who would commission a piece of music that a new composer would write, and that's how they would make their living while they composed music. They were living off the money they got from that person commissioning them. So he commissioned an artist to create 12 original paintings, and in these paintings, he's got clues to where the boxes are located. When you talk about something's whereabouts, that's just where something is. You know, and here, conceal is one of our vocabulary words. It means to hide something. You might want to conceal the truth of what you actually did this weekend from friends or teachers or people who might be horrified. Conceal just means to not allow something to be known or to keep something hidden, to hide something. Conceal the truth.
Right, and I'm not sure exactly what you're supposed to do here, but I guess you look at the painting and you look for clues in the painting, maybe words hidden in the brush strokes or something like that, who knows, and if you're smart, you can figure out the clues, and then those clues will tell you where those boxes are. They will tell you the boxes' whereabouts. Whereabouts just means where something is.
Location.
Tell me about your whereabouts. Where are you? Or tell me about your whereabouts on the night of the murder. Where were you? Did you commit the murder, or were you down in Kending on holiday? But in any case here, using the secret, treasure hunters need to decipher the clues in the paintings and their accompanying verses to narrow down the locations and dig in the right spots. So, yes, we've got these paintings, and they have these verses that go with them. So the verses accompany the paintings. That's kind of a tricky word to pronounce here. Accompanying the verses that come with. I remember when I was in band, of course, participated in music contests, and I played the tuba with piano accompaniment. Someone was playing the piano while I was playing the tuba. So that's the verb to accompany, to go together with something. So these verses go together with the paintings, and by using those clues in the paintings and in the verses, you should narrow down the locations. If you narrow something down, that means you basically get closer and closer to solving the mystery.
Yeah, you start out with maybe too many clues, and then after you've investigated for a while, you realize what's important, and you can get rid of the things that aren't important for you to solve something. So you can narrow down the locations and dig in the right spots. If you look at the verses and then search for clues in the paintings. Now, the treasure hunters are hoping to find the keys so they can claim a treasure.Well, there needed to be some reward for all this work. Once a key is found, the treasure hunters can use it to claim a valuable gemstone from Price's estate. Now, if you see this word gemstone, you're talking about some sort of rock, some sort of a gem. It could be precious or semi-precious. A precious gemstone would be a diamond or a ruby or an emerald. They're more valuable. They cost a lot more. But there are also semi-precious stones that more of us can afford to buy. So this is what you get to claim if you actually find the key. And when you talk about someone's estate, it's usually because someone has passed away, and what they've left behind is usually their land, their property, their houses on the property. That's their whole estate.
That's right. All the things they leave behind when they die. Mm. When I see the word estate, of course, I think of the land and the house and stuff. But also it does include the money.
It does.
And in this case,
the stock. Yeah.
Yep. And the stock and maybe the cars, too.
True.
And in this case, though, it includes gemstones, which could be diamonds, rubies, sapphires, emeralds, et cetera, et cetera. So only two of the gems have been claimed since 1982. So two people were able to decide the paintings, they could narrow down the clues, and they could figure out where this treasure was buried. They got the ceramic key, they claimed their gemstone, they probably made the news, they became famous and stuff like that. But only two of them have been claimed since way back in 1982, meaning there are 10 keys still hidden. So if you are smart, maybe you could check out those paintings and read those verses, and maybe you too could figure out where those keys might be. So indeed, that's what's happening here. And, well, there are 10 keys still hidden. So in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, on the shores of Lake Michigan, north of Chicago there, Josh joins treasure hunter James Renner in Lake Park, where James believes a key is buried. Lake Park, I think, is inside the city limits of Milwaukee there. And for some reason, James, he thinks that there's a key there in Lake Park. It's buried there based on the clues in the painting and the verses. So, yeah, I guess he figures out there's a key there, but he doesn't quite know exactly where it is. The verse in The Secret has led him this far, but he's yet to find the correct digging spot. So, yes, this park is probably pretty big, and, you know, he probably needs permission to start digging in that park. So he's got to narrow it down to figure out the exact location of the buried treasure.
Now, the verse, he actually read the verse that was written by Price originally, and that's brought him to Lake Park. But he can't quite find out the correct digging spot. If it's pretty big, if it's a big area, you can't dig everywhere. So Josh Gates, he's the host of the show, he offers a fresh pair of eyes in James's search. If you have a fresh pair of eyes or you're looking for a fresh pair of eyes, it means you've been doing something or looking for something for a while, you're tired. And just having somebody else look at it or come in with a different viewpoint or opinion can help a lot. But will he be able to provide enough insight? Well, if you have insight into something, you have maybe a deeper understanding of something than somebody else has. I love friends who have a lot of insight into people in life. They have a lot of wisdom. So if you have enough insight, maybe they can together pinpoint the exact location. Pinpoint is to really take a larger area and to narrow it down. We're using that verb phrase we used earlier. And come up with a smaller area so you don't waste a lot of time digging everything up to find the key. We're going to leave it there for now, though, guys, and we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher one more time.
好，那这个节目里头主角叫做 Josh。Josh 呢，他打算呢要解开有一本书叫做 The Secret， 中文就是秘密。这本书里面有一些暗号。那作者呢，他在1982年出版的这本书里头就设下了一些谜底，要让大家去寻找答案。好，那这本书他1982年出版之后，当然很多人都很有兴趣。那其中这里他又说到是出版时间被谁出版，注意到这个字 published。 Published 当然这是一个过去分词，接在Book Puzzles 后面，那讲的就是这一本书它基本上是什么时候出版的。 That was published。 好，记得我们有一个关系子句，可以把它缩减成为一个分词，引导出分词片语来修饰。当然修饰的主词事实上是前面的 The Secret 这本书。再来继续往下看，他说到啊，作者呢也很有趣，他呢里头摆了12个装有陶瓷钥匙的坚固盒子，然后呢他藏在美国在加拿大各个地方，然后他还委托艺术家画了12幅画，然后呢里面就有线索，请你看图然后去解谜。好，在句型上我们再注意一下，刚刚提到 published 过去分词，这修饰前面的主词，由关系子句缩减而来。下面这边的 boxes 也有一样的用法，他提到了 sturdy boxes 后面有一个 containing， 这 containing 当然是 ing， 这是一个现在分词。为什么用现在分词呢？当然如果你把它改成一个关系子句也可以的，也就是 12 sturdy boxes that or which contain。 好，我们知道你不要用一个完整的子句，就改成分词，这样引导出来的分词片语就可以修饰前面的这个名词了。好，我们继续来看，这个有趣的谜当然大家都想去找一找，所以呢这个节目里 Josh 他就以这本书所提的线索然后想要破解它。当然最后就是到底有没有人找到了这个钥匙的地方，然后可以得到这个作者所提供的宝石呢？有的，但是只有两个宝石被取走哦。换句话说还有其他的还没有找到。我们来看看这个句子里头提到了 Josh 跟另外一个寻宝者 James Renner， 他们在 Lake Park 这个地方，他们想说有一个钥匙就藏在这里，不过可能呢是还没有找到正确的挖掘处。注意到 He's yet to find the correct digging spot， 这个 is yet to，这个其实是 has yet to find， 也就是 has not found， 换句话说就是还没有找到。好，我们今天的讲解就到这边结束，我们下次见。
That's all for today, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us, and please join us again next time when we continue to talk about Expedition Unknown. I think we're going to go to Stonehenge and some other places. So please join us then. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.